I am Josh.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Austin.
Hey guys, have you seen Dora and the Lost City of Gold?
No, Josh. Can't say that I have.
Don't have any children or younger siblings, so no.
I do have younger siblings, but she was too old for this.
Oh, I meant for the time of this. This I have no idea. I've never seen a single episode of Dora the Explorer, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know enough about it through pop culture, though.
Sure.
Sure.
I
Like, I know she's
know.
got a talking backpack.
Whoa, spoilers.
There's a monkey with boots.
Damn, I think that's its name too.
Wears like rain boots or something. And there's a fox that steals things. And they tell him not to.
I like him. All right, so all I know is she is bilingual, at least multilingual, speaks English and Spanish in the cartoon, and teaches kids. It's like an educational cartoon, correct?
Yes. That is correct.
Now, she's an explorer or explorer. I don't know. Do you have to rhyme it with Dora? In the cartoon, is she actually like exploring places, or is this sort of like a Rugrats thing where she's in her house but she imagines it's like the Temple of Doom?
It's been a while since I've seen the source material. Well, but I believe she actually like goes to places.
Okay.
But it might be more things were like in the last episode they confirm that she's actually doing all of it. I don't know. Let me check that.
We might have to watch a little of this before we come back with the episode. Okay.
I do like that theory, but I also just like the idea that she's just like a little kid in Indiana Jones
Oh, yeah.
going
Oh, yeah.
around the world
This belongs in a
asking people
museum.
turning to the camera and asking people if they know how to say something in Spanish. From
Oh,
what I'm
ooh.
glancing at, she does go on adventures, but they're probably not as like dangerous as you're thinking.
Okay. Now you put a good idea in my mind, Justin. What we do here on the podcast is those of us who haven't seen the movie give a brief description or rundown based solely on the title. We know some of the about this, but we don't know all. Justin, I want you gave me an idea, turning to the camera. I want this to be like a documentary style film of when she like as a intrepid baby explorer, maybe she finds something of immeasurable value in archaeological discovery, and so they make like a reality show about her, and there actually is a camera following her then. Like that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, we have to, I don't know, it's an Indiana Jones story for babies, right?
Do you think this is animated like the source material is or not?
From what, no, I remember
I
seeing
know
the
that it's
poster
not.
and no,
Okay, you've
yeah.
seen the move,
I've
though.
seen the
Yeah.
poster at the theater.
Darn. Okay. Man, it would have been wild if you guys didn't know that it's live action. Yeah. And it's not called Dora the Explorer, right? Because we get the title as a clue. What did Correct,
you say
it's
it
Dora
was?
and the Lost City of Gold. But it is that
Okay.
Dora. This is fake out.
Gotcha.
It's not a character named Dora, and you guys just think it's Dora the Explorer.
Sure,
That would
sure.
also be funny.
It'd also be funny if you showed us like a G-rated Dora movie from like two, I don't know, 2 years ago, just for some reason.
Sure.
I suspect this will have a little more to it. I remember when College Humor did the skit that kind of kicked off this idea. Did anybody see that? It was basically a teenage Dora who went on adventures. And I think that's where they got the idea for this movie from, because it was such a big hit. But I'll link you guys that
Interesting.
while we watch it. Justin, I wanted
Yeah.
to have a documentary crew. What's your guess?
Well, I'm guessing that some kind of strange circumstances. She is like on vacation or something with her parents, and she's like, going off on her own, doing the kind of Rugrats thing, but she is in like an, like an island or something, and she stumbles across like this like hidden path to the lot to this ancient city. And
Nice.
it's just gonna be a straight up Indiana Jones for babies.
Oh, okay, so you know who did it in the College Humor shorts who played Dora? It was Ariel Winter from Modern Family, the younger daughter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, she's a little too old when this movie came out, 'cause this is 2019, Josh. This is very recent. I made a joke about it being
It
2 years old. It's about 2 or 3 years old.
is. That this is, yeah, this came out like right for when the cartoon show ended.
Wow.
It
Yeah,
had
this
eight
slipped under the
seasons.
radar. I didn't really hear anything about this. Like I said, I saw the poster, but that's as close as I ever got to it. And I haven't heard anything since from anyone other than you, I don't think. It's kind of a sleeper hit if it's a hit.
Yeah, I don't know if they're gonna do anything else with it. It hasn't been too long since this movie, so maybe we'll see a sequel. I don't know.
It's
Was this a
possible.
theater watch for you, Josh?
This was a theater watch. I saw this at a 9 p.m. showing, and there were way more kids there at a 9 p.m. showing than there should have been.
Well, all
Where's the
right.
adults-only showing
Yeah,
for?
I was gonna be like, that's a
Yeah.
slippery slope talking about when kids shouldn't be allowed to see a kids movie and
I mean, I'm
just
not saying they shouldn't be, but I was surprised that there was like a fairly full theater, and this was coming off of the MLP V2, the next like children V I'd seen in theaters.
Gotcha. Yeah, I definitely wasn't going to the theater at 9 when I was a kid. It's pretty late.
I feel like if they had a showing of that, like a this is like an adult only showing of Dora the Explorer, they'd get there and it would just be like a mass to catch a predator.
Oh yeah. Oh, like why don't everybody sit down and have a cookie? This I'm pretty interested in this, Josh. It's a departure from your usual. Sometimes you'll do.
You haven't seen the rest of my list yet.
No. What's the theme? Live action anime?
Live action children's like cartoon
Oh,
show movies.
specifically children's cartoon.
Yeah, the other two are
What
Fairly
else
Odd
are we
Parents.
getting?
Fairly Odd Parents, Grow Up, Timmy Turner, and
Are you sure
is that also is that
is
live
that
action?
canon?
Yeah, it's live action.
It's
I
does it
believe it's canon.
we I don't know if we can do it if it's not canon. This sounds like a
I'm
porn parody,
pretty
Josh.
sure it's canon.
I looked at that
Like it's an
poster. It
official movie,
doesn't look
for sure, for
real.
sure. No, it's real.
Okay.
And the other one is Blue's Big City Adventure, which is the Blue's Clues.
Now, let
Okay,
me
that's
ask you
one I do
this.
have familiar with.
The Fairly Odd Parents one. Are we getting some of the people that worked on the original in it?
Cosmo and Juan's voice actors are in it.
Really? Okay.
The actor plays Timmy's dad in the cartoon show, oh, plays Timmy's dad in the action movie.
That's another one that I was too late for, but I also got through pop cultural references.
I watched
Sure.
Fairly Odd
Fairly Odd
Parents.
Parents is like the second his Nick cartoon next to like SpongeBob and probably Avatar.
I
It's
know
up there. It's like
SpongeBob
top two,
and I know
three.
Avatar, but I have not watched Fairly Odd Parents.
Fairly Odd
I
Parents
got
is
it.
ridiculously huge.
Yeah, it would
Like,
be on sometimes in my house, and I got it. It's like, two goofy Odd Parents.
Lots of crossover with Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah, they had three Jimmy Neutron. He is the live action. He has like two sequels.
I was going to say, that's one I really cannot stand, is that abysmal early CGI in Jimmy Neutron.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys fans of that?
Didn't look great. I'd seen enough of it, but I call myself.
It wasn't one I watched a lot of.
Yeah. My favorite, this is a Nick property, right, Dora?
Yes.
Nick Jr.
specifically.
Oh, okay. I remember back in the day when Nick Jr., you remember Face in Nick Jr.?
Yeah.
You'd take up the whole TV screen and it was just like a different colored face.
I do remember Face.
That was when I remember Nick Jr. Nickelodeon.
Little Bear?
Was Little Bear Nick Jr.?
I think so.
All right. Big recommend coming right here. Kat and I have recently discovered this. It's all on YouTube. Brambly Hedge.
Brambly Hedge.
It's a stop motion masterpiece about a village of mice. And it blows me away. The craftsmanship that went into this. It takes my breath away. It's a whole village full of mice, and every single part of them is twitching, even though it's like clay motion, stop motion. And it's just quaint and adorable, and they have to like survive a snowfall or go and find the perfect, I don't know, acorn. It's nothing happens in it. It's super slow, but really well animated, as most British stuff from the 80s was.
Yeah. Sounds interesting. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. If you're into stop motion at all.
I do like stop motion.
Give it a look. Like I said, absolutely nothing happens in it, but it's adorable.
Have you seen Kubo and the Two Strings?
I have not seen Kubo and the Two Strings yet.
Ooh, no. Very good.
I've heard very good things.
Noted.
That is one that gets a little dark. Like it's a legit action movie. There's some good boss fights. It's a lot of action, a lot of fast-paced stuff going on, which you don't get in claymation a lot of the times. All right, so I think we're going to get to it. We're going to watch Dora and the Lost City of Gold. Is that it? Or is it really Dora the Explorer, or do they leave that out?
No, it's just Dora and the Lost City of Gold.
All right, Dora and the Lost City of Gold from 2019 here on Have You Seen? And we're back, having just watched Dora and the Lost City of Gold. All right. If this is indicative of the rest of your list, not bad.
Maybe it's the best of list, maybe it's not.
Oh.
We'll see.
I gotta say, not bad. It was a live-action interpretation with some cartoon elements added. Kind of fun.
I gotta say, Josh, the start of this movie had me worried.
Ooh, where it's little kids in jungle land and everything's like cartoon CGI bullshit?
Yeah, the backpack talking is going to give me nightmares in the beginning of this scene. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, and the map and Oh, I do like how it's self-aware right away. The movie is tongue-in-cheek. It's like this is this little girl's imagination, and sometimes she straight up looks at a camera that isn't there and asks people to repeat things. That was pretty funny.
Yeah,
This
for
movie
sure.
does a
It's
really
like a
good job of
joke.
like translating the show jokes, yeah,
It's
into
an
like, what if Dora was just a real person?
So,
Now, Josh, I've never seen the show. Was it like breaking the fourth wall like this? Is this breaking
yeah,
the fourth
absolutely.
wall?
You know, the
Yes.
source material is a educational show, like you guys said.
Well,
So
no,
yeah,
but that's what
Dora
I
looks really.
mean. It is in the show, is she turning to the camera and then everybody else is like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Oh no. In the show, she's camera and asks the kid if they've done the thing, right?
They are
Right.
very
Yeah,
aware that they're
it's
in a
that's.
show in the show, in the cartoon show.
Gotcha.
Yeah, in the cartoon, she's just going on an adventure with the viewer, but
Josh,
this one
did
they had to make
you
it work.
realize that this is just Mean Girls?
I guess kind of.
Girl is raised in the wildlands, comes to so-called society, high school, and realizes
Right,
that it is a much more
right.
dangerous place than the jungle.
Except we don't stay at high school for very long,
Unfortunately, I
unfortunately.
let out a sigh when we got kidnapped back to the, I felt like I got kidnapped back to the jungle for a second. I was like, we just got here. So her dad is the big Russian dude, right? That at the end we find out pitted them all against each other. Oh no,
What?
I'm making a bullet train joke. You guys saw that.
Oh,
Yeah.
right.
And Dora the Explorer is totally in that character.
She did look like Dora.
Her family are explorers, not treasure hunters. We make that distinction right away. And they live in this palace on the river. This thing's beautiful. They all sleep under the stars. She spends her days exploring the jungle with her cousin Diego. They're little kids in the start of this, and quickly things kind of fall apart. Her imagination is what we see. It's not really like this with cartoon creatures. It's just the jungle. And her cousin is taken back to the city, to LA, I believe, after like a summer vacation there.
Dora played by Isabella Merced. And her parents played by Michael Pena from he's the guy in you see the Ant-Man movies often?
Yes. Well, the first one.
He's Ant-Man's friend that like explains what happens quickly in like in a funny way.
Oh.
He's like the recap guy. It's
Okay.
like the ongoing joke with his character
Okay,
in
okay.
the
He is
MCU.
very quick and funny in this. I love the scene where he's explaining rave music to her.
Yeah.
They kind of play it for a joke where it just keeps going and going. And I half expected the mom to join in, Eva Longoria, and didn't. But that was a real. It even shows up in the credits under the song listing. I don't know if you saw that. It
Oh,
was
did
called
it?
like The Perils of Rave Music. And yeah, and it's by Michael
That's pretty great.
Pena. Diego's taken back to the city, gives her half a candy bar, which she sh saves for the next 10 years, and then eats.
Oh,
Oh.
God.
Oh, when she ate that old candy bar, I almost
Oh, she's dead.
gagged. Yeah, the rest of the movie is her in a drug coma, frothing at the mouth.
I thought she was
That's what
supposed to
they get
have
the
good
animated
survival
sequences in.
instincts.
They do have a great excuse later in this movie to have an animated sequence, and we'll get to that. But Dora, we get a 10-year jump. She explores the jungle, and
Was not expecting a 10-year time skip in this movie.
nope, me neither. Even though I'd seen the poster, I never like looked at it. I just totally expected her to stay six. She's exploring the jungle, and it looks like she's live streaming it the first time we see her, right? She's talking to the phone and doing.
Definitely
She
is.
is now talking to a camera. and being like, "Do you can you say pygmy elephant?"
But then she also doesn't do that again.
Yeah, I really thought that would be a fun callback. Like, she gets to the city and she secretly has like a lot of followers that follow her wild ass jungle TikTok.
Yeah, because people would.
Yes. Oh yeah. If she's daily out there getting chased by pygmy elephants and discovering poisonous frogs and looking for a lost city of gold and live streaming it,
yeah,
there's going to be like, a diehard community.
Detail, the level of detail she goes into explaining all of it.
Right. She has a YouTube show already, I bet. And that's how she makes her
they
fortune.
They do that one time where she it looks like she's like live streaming this time and then never happens again.
It kind of seemed like she didn't know
what's
what
up
the
with
phone
that?
Was after that. Like, she didn't know about any technology after that. Because her parents are like, you're socially maladjusted, you're really good at surviving in the jungle, but you did try and make, like, a 20-foot jump, and that was silly. She fell, like, I don't know, 35, 40 feet? Should have been in a cast.
The scene was the only time I liked the CGI monkey.
Oh, because he bailed?
Yeah, and he had the look, like, they did good with his face, like...
He looked terrified, yeah.
Yeah, how terrified he was, and he jumped off.
You're right. I don't like a lot of CGI critters in these movies, but...
But it was a good joke.
It's way better than Indiana Jones 4. I'll give it that.
Well, sure.
How many... Not counting this one, how many Indiana Jones movies have we shown? Josh, just one?
Yeah, I've only seen Crystal Skull and the one you showed.
Oh, okay, so we have Temple of Doom, which is... that's a interesting one to get through, full of perils. And Raiders of the Lost Ark is the last one. That most people's favorite, because it's got Sean Connery as well. So, 10-year time skip. Her parents are sending her to the city, and she doesn't really want to go. She's more afraid to go to the city than like battle all these things in the jungle. And her parents, I feel like after she found this monkey with the map on it, even though she tried to make this insane jump, like, don't do that. They might be trying to swipe a little of the credit. She found the map for them, and they're like, hey, how about you go to the city now, and we look for this gold city.
Yeah, and then at the end of the movie, they're like, come back with us, because we can't do this without you. And she's like, nah, I don't want to. And then they're crying, because their lives are ruined.
This is kind of the biggest find of a life. This is the find of a lifetime, if you find the city of gold. And they're like, yeah, now that you found the map, we'll do that. You go to school. And it's like, I don't know. Maybe if she found it, she'd have something to talk about at school. And they'd be like, hey, we saw you on Ancient Aliens in that city of gold or whatever.
We saw your live stream where you solved all those ridiculous D&DS style puzzles to get into the fucking temple.
Now, hold on. These are Skyrim puzzles because it is levers with animals, and that is 100% every puzzle.
He's talking about more like the
moon one. The moon one's a D&D one.
And the force perspective trip,
bike pit.
Spike pit.
Oh, that's a Gen 1 D&D, a spike pit.
But it wasn't even a real... I mean, it was a spike pit.
I think
but...
it was. I think they were in mortal peril more than once in this movie.
I mean, it was a real spike pit, but it wasn't as dangerous... Like, it wasn't as hard of a jump as it looked.
Right, right. So they, Diego rolled a perception check, and he got it?
Yes.
Yeah. We can't compare everything to D&D, but when you have four people in the jungle trying to infiltrate deadly tombs, solving
all
puzzles,
different,
it's just going to happen.
Things.
Yeah.
All the different things that they're like, oh, I know astrology, so I'm noticing the constellations.
Yeah, hold my breath for 7 minutes.
Yeah, hold his breath for 7 minutes.
That's a barbarian thing, right?
You knew that was coming up whenever he said it.
Oh, yeah. And Chekhov's yo-yo.
And no, I was going to say Chekhov's toad.
I was going to say Chekhov's yo-yo.
He's like, this toad, is if you touch it, it paralyzes you. I'm like, oh, really? That's going to come up later.
She gets to high school, and no one in the city likes her right away. Her cousin's like, oh, you're going to embarrass me. And everybody at school's like, ew, you're smart, and you know things, and you're from the jungle. And there's
You're
this.
unapologetically you and super
Yeah.
confident.
And have fun, whatever you're doing. We hate you. She has to go through a metal detector to get to school, which I assume you do at a lot of schools these days. And they
Yeah.
just don't let her have anything. Like, no,
The letter keeper yo-yo.
no hammock, no
The
trench
flares.
poop shovel. Well, yeah, I understand no flare. That one's pretty.
Sure.
But it's like a walkie-talkie? Why can't you have one of those? That
No
seemed a
poop
little silly.
shovel.
Yeah, no poop shovel. That thing's a tactical weapon. This is when it gets very mean girlsy, because she kind of makes a friend right away. She knows she's like, the rainforests are being destroyed, and she's like, which one? And lists off a whole bunch of rainforests.
Yeah, this is Sammy.
The first of her group, other than Diego, her cousin. And what's the last one's name? The boy who can hold his breath for 7 minutes.
Randy.
Okay.
Randy Orton.
That's the character's
Is that
name?
the
Yeah,
character?
that's the character's name, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. There's some.
I don't know that they actually say his name ever in the
That's.
movie.
They
Maybe
have
like
to, right?
once. They say Sammy's name a lot, but I won't remember them say Randy's name.
Oh, poor Randy. They all kind of have different classes together, we see. What is this called? The winter dance or something? It's very, very generic. And the theme is dress like your favorite star. So I knew, being a science nerd, she was going to come as like a celestial star. I couldn't have predicted that every other student in the class was going to come as an 80s icon.
What
I don't know what's going on
are we
here.
watching, Stranger Things again?
That's how I feel, because the fucking
Is
The Cure is
that
playing, and
in the 80s? Yeah.
every
That's why.
In the 80s.
That's why.
What?
Stranger Things is fed the nostalgia into the pop culture, so now
Yeah, but
all the
nothing
kids
there
are
at the
like.
school says dress as your favorite 80s star. It just says dress as your favorite star. And somebody's
And
there
they
as.
all like 80s stars, because
Somebody's
it's
there
the.
as Boy George? Somebody's there as
Yeah.
Freddie Mercury? Like, I was blown away. I was like, did I miss a sign or something on that sign that's like, we're dressing like shit from 40 years ago? It was
Don't you remember
strange.
doing that in high school?
So I went to high school right at the turn of the century, so it would have been like dress like shit from the 60s.
Yeah.
I guess they could have done that. They didn't, but I could see that. Like, what's the week where they encourage everyone to dress?
Spirit Week.
Or like homecoming week is usually it?
Spirit Week, I think it's
Is that
called.
around like homecoming though?
I think
In
so, yeah.
your school? Okay. Yeah, I could see Groovy 60s day or hippie day being one of those Spirit Week days. But for like a theme of a dance, no. No. She gets out there and dances. She's learned all her dances from different animals, which is pretty cool. Everybody laughs and makes fun of her. Blah, blah, blah. Cut to museum field trip. And they get a.
Oh, really? No,
What?
there's a little scene here I wanted to talk about because it kind of confused me as her of her as a character,
Okay.
where I thought she was like socially oblivious to all this stuff, but she goes and chases after her cousin,
Her cousin
and
kind of
she
chases after her. Oh no, you're right, you're right.
no, he leaves and she
Yeah.
chases after him, and he's like, she's like, "Why are you leaving? Everybody was like clapping and dancing with you." He's like, "They were mocking you." And she said that she knows that they were mocking her.
She's got to put on a brave face and be yourself. She's never been to high school.
Yeah.
Yep. He's like, listen, this isn't the jungle, it's high school, and it's life and death out here.
But my
Sounds
thing is, if
serious.
she knows that they're mocking her and she's got to be herself, but yet she still knows that they're mocking her.
Yeah?
Why pull in Diego?
Because she can see how miserable he is. Like, gotta shake things up, right?
I guess.
Better than just sitting on the sidelines being miserable. They go to the museum and right away get a weird scavenger hunt. They find like the oldest thing, and there's the dinosaur right above them. But
They
they
all
go,
get
Egyptian Museum wing, and this is...
Oh, did we talk... Wait. We skipped how she meets Randy.
How she meet Randy.
They're walking in the hallway, and he's playing Game Boy with headphones on, and he's wearing a shirt that says, "You are here," and it's got, like,
okay.
The Milky Way.
Yeah.
And she's like, "We're actually right here," and she, like, takes the marker and fixes it for him.
We find out she has a variety of interests. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And is meeting... She's forming a crew. A party.
Yeah. Randy is meant to be played as kind of like the lovable...
Goofball.
Goofy loser.
Relief, yeah.
Yeah, of the group. Because he immediately starts getting beaten up.
Oh, yeah. And she doesn't help him, which is kind of strange. Like, if she grew up in the jungle and... She doesn't know about social norms. I mean, even if you do, and she sees, like, a new friend getting beaten up, you'd think she wouldn't just walk away, right? I don't know.
Yeah. It was a little weird.
So,
This
museum worker is suspicious right away. She's like, "Hey, little girl, I hear you're looking for something old. Well, the museum basement has old things. I'll let you down there." And it's like, I don't know. I'd be pretty suspicious of this.
Right?
Her and all her friends go down there.
She doesn't know social cues.
And this is cool. I'd go to a museum basement if I could. That's where they put the stuff the public isn't allowed to see. Like, Abraham Lincoln's
giant slave
club.
Yeah, like if we snuck into the oceans exhibit.
Yeah.
Whenever we went to Denver.
Yeah. Except totally not like that at all, because that one was about to open, and they went into the basement, which has the hidden shit. The stuff you're not supposed to see.
Right.
Yeah. Like the stuff kept from the public. Like Marie Antoinette's cell phone. And the Egyptian Coca-Cola machines. I don't know. All the shit that they keep from the public. Yeah.
Yeah.
They obviously get kidnapped because it is sus. There's a gaggle of goons that come in. And three of them hide in a box, and then she gets thrown in the box. Luckily, it's the same box. And then they administer something I want, which is airport knockout gas. If I'm going to be in an airplane, just throw one of these in the aisle and wake me up when we're there. It'd be travel would be so much easier. Like the Fifth Element. Have we done that yet? No, I don't think
we have.
I
don't think so, no.
That's a really good one, but there's a form of travel in that where they just kind of sit in a sleep pod and wake, or it's a bed. They go in a fucking lie down sleep bed, and then they wake up when they're on, like, Mars or some shit, and I'm so jealous. Ah, I hate planes. They're terrible, and they just keep getting smaller and more cramped. We get kidnapped, and I'm like, no, please, I just got to the big city. But we're back in the jungle. We find out that there are mercenaries, evil treasure hunters, that have kidnapped her parents or are looking for her parents because they know where the city of gold is. And this is not the traditional El Dorado city of gold. They actually use Incan word, I believe, or Peruvian, which is pretty cool. Have you guys seen that City of Gold Disney?
No, I have not.
Oh, maybe it's not Disney, but... Neither of you have seen this, that animated movie from, I think it was the late 90s, The Search for El Dorado?
For El Dorado.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about, The City of Gold. Yeah, with like the blonde guy and the black hair guy.
Yeah. I've seen that.
Okay. I was going to be like, wow, if both of you haven't seen that, we need to watch it. It's a fun one. I really want to see Dora... get up on one of these plane wings and fight a Nazi and punch his head into a propeller. I don't know if that's in any one of the Indiana Jones movies that we've covered yet, but I was getting real Indiana Jones vibes at this point. But then
no Nazi punching in this movie.
My reality was shattered even more than if there had been a full on like Nazi 2019 in Peru that she punched, because there's a talking fox.
Yeah.
I know in the beginning of this movie, we had some cartoon elements in her imagination. This seems to be in real life, right?
Yeah, they don't explain
a henchman.
Swiper at all.
He is just one of the henchmen.
Justin, let Josh go. He's the expert on the subject.
I mean, there's not much to say. Like, they don't explain the character and the context of the movie at all, and it's probably better for it.
Sure.
Like,
I was
they're just
waiting.
Like, shut up, yeah, it's Talking Fox, you know, it's the guy.
That's how they
He's
handle
here,
it.
He's here, shut up.
I agree. I agree. If it had been like, oh, this fox touched a magic artifact and gained sentience and the ability to talk and the motivation to steal. I don't know if that would have made it better or worse. It's probably
He's not in it that much either, which is kind of nice.
And
like, this is the big disconnect, right?
It's
a
so
disconnect.
Weird.
It's a thorn
it's
in my side.
Weird. So weird.
Like, and especially because Boots doesn't talk. Like, pick if they both talk, then like, okay, sometimes there's talking animals, I guess. But like,
that's just the world. Yeah.
Yeah. Either they both talk or neither of them talk.
They did.
Yeah, I guess did. Boots did talk, and
unfortunately, they did.
I took that as a joke.
I take the whole thing as a joke, kind of. But I'm getting a real Meowth situation from Team Rocket with this fox
right.
that can talk.
Sure.
Yeah, and the main bad guy that follows them and all that.
They make a joke. Sammy makes a joke as like, why is that fox wearing a mask? It doesn't. Why does a fox need an anemone, or however you say that word.
Sure, anemone. Sure. Why does he need to hide his identity?
Yeah. And I'm just like, you should have taken that joke a step further, just being like, a fox wearing a mask is more recognizable than just a fox.
Oh, yeah. Hey, there's that fox we saw earlier wearing a mask. Not, is that fox we saw earlier?
Not to mention that he walks upright and talks.
Oh, and thieves.
Deals.
Yeah, this is a complicated character in the body of a fox for a reason I can't figure out other
Voiced
than it's a callback to the show.
Benicio del Toro.
Sure. Reoccurring character on the podcast? Or actor? Not sure if we've done anything with Benicio del Toro before. We have to have. We absolutely have to have, right? I'm going to look really quick.
They're not the voice actor for Swiper from the show.
No, definitely not.
This is a big actor.
I note that because some of the cartoon character voice actors are from the show. Map and Backpack are both voiced by their original actors.
Yeah, we haven't done any of the big
ones. We haven't
movies.
Done any. None.
No, I was thinking like Sin City, Snatch.
Josh has seen him though because he's in the MCU.
Yes,
knows.
He's the collector, right?
Those.
Or
yeah.
What's it? Yeah? He's in That's Big Top Pee-wee, if you've seen that.
I haven't seen the Pee-wee Herman
movies. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, no Benicio del Toro. That surprises me.
We have not.
But
we
Danny Trejo, yes. He was in From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah. Who was he in this movie?
He voiced someone. The monkey, Boots.
Which actor? Boots?
Danny Trejo?
Danny Trejo voiced Boots when Boots talked.
Yes, when Boots talked.
When Boots
Not
was
like
doing
the
monkey
animals.
Noises, it was Dee Bradley Baker.
Sure. They go into the jungle and they are saved, first of all, by a friend of her parents. And who else got iffy feelings from this guy right away?
Well, yeah, because Dora is immediately like, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
And like, you're supposed to not catch on because she's a kid, kind of, and maybe she just doesn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
last
pretty
time
obvious
I met you,
that
you were a baby or whatever.
And then he admits he's a bad guy, like two scenes later.
Totally admits it.
And she saves his life.
When they're in the farting quicksand. Ah, quicksand. I like how they make the joke that he didn't think it was going to be a problem.
I like that they make the joke that they didn't think it was real and was all thing in video games.
And then he mentions Pitfall.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's a classic.
Because he's a nerd.
Or
you
because this movie was written by a 55-year-old man. Pitfall. Yeah, that's what the kids are playing with the quicksand in it. After they read
Pitfall,
Astonishing
right?
Legends magazine. we get a song about digging a poo hole. There's lots of songs. Dora copes with things by singing a lot of the time. And at first it's played... that it really annoys the party, but they all grow to love it. Arrows attack. There seems to be
it's just arrows.
Some sort of
Protectors.
like indigenous group guarding the temples. Yeah, protectors. All the
With the sun
arrows are
tattoos.
marked with these sun tattoos, and they get hit in a log and sent down a hill in it. I thought it was going to explode, like hit a rock and explode. That would have been pretty cool.
Oh. Yeah, they're all dead
And I wrote,
rabbits.
the professor's a fraud because he says, I'm a fraud. I'm a bad guy when they save his life and pull him out of this like quicksand chute.
He was also proven to be a fraud whenever he was like, I'm a professor of ancient languages, and then he doesn't like help them with any language stuff
No,
at all.
Dora knows.
It immediately comes up and he doesn't do anything.
Dora knows the ancient languages, and he's always like, oh, how impressive, but he's never interpreting anything. And yeah, they run into an old witch lady who lives in like an opera house built by the Spaniards, they say. That's kind of a weird scene. This is a very video gamey scene, like Ragnarok, God of War, or Dark Souls, Elden Ring, because they're sitting in a collapsed dome of a theater. And she's pulling out these little statues and just smashing them one by one. They're like, are those us? And she's like, yeah, bang, bang, bang. That's what's gonna happen if you go to this haunted place. But she guides half of them out back towards the city, and half of them she sends towards the temples. But as after, right after they split up, the people with the lady see that she has the sun tattoo, same as the protectors. Our main crew with Dora Diego and what's his name? Not just the professor, like we're watching fucking Gilligan's Island.
Alejandro.
Alejandro, okay. They head into one of the most, I think, impressive scenes in the movie, this giant field of flowers. It's really pretty, it's moonlight, they're all vividly colored. Gigantic corpse lilies or corpse flowers. Not lilies, those are smaller. But Dora, she grew up in the jungle, and one of the pieces of advice she gives them when entering it is don't breathe in too heavily. And that's going to come into play because if you touch these flowers, they release huge clouds of psychoactive spores.
I like how they're freaking out on this scene, and she's like, "Don't worry, if these were the poisonous ones, we'd already be dead."
Yeah, she's like, we're just gonna trip really, really hard and all become cartoon characters.
Very good out to get an animated sequence. And
I always love.
soon as these flowers showed up, I knew this was happening.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And I was for it. I was all for it. Using a, like, psychoactive drug trip in the jungle as an excuse to get back to the source material. Great, great job. They try, or they animate this whole sequence where her and Diego are running around trying to find the golden monkey and the city, and the Professor Alejandro like strips naked and runs through the jungle because he's tripping balls too. But their friends find him and build a like a come down fire, give him some orange slices and some Gatorade and stuff. They're like, don't worry, this will only last a couple more hours. It was over too quick in my thoughts. We get to our first jungle puzzle. And this is the aqueducts. This is the underground sewer system. Really impressive scene work. It's like Legend of the Hidden Temple times 1,000 on Nickelodeon. I don't know, actually looks like a good set, which is kind of surprising for a Nickelodeon movie. I haven't been watching them
Well, but
recently.
they're gonna pull out all the stops for this, because this is like a huge
Oh
property.
yeah. Oh yeah.
It's been going for what? How many seasons do you say, Josh?
Eight. It's been going since 2000,
Ah,
and even
damn.
2019. And it had a spin series about Diego that was 5 seasons long.
Right?
That's some staying power right there.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's generations of babies watching this.
Learning like 10 words of Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a big cistern kind of thing, kind of. It's very dark in here, and they have to solve a water puzzle, which would be really tough. But we have a party member who can hold their breath for 7 minutes. And he
Well,
does
it
it.
wasn't a water puzzle. He thought it was. This is funny because he kept on thinking.
It turns
there's a
into a water
thing.
Puzzle right away. Like, yeah. Once you pull those levers, it is now a water puzzle. Sorry.
Sure. But I'm just saying they set up the joke that he's like, jungle puzzles.
I know. I love this.
The whole time. And they're like, no, this is an aqueduct. And you just caused it to start flooding in the water for the irrigation system.
It'd be like going to a factory and be like, industrial puzzle, and just start hitting all the buttons.
Yeah,
this is more civil engineering sort of thing than a puzzle. They get flushed into a little lagoon where her parents are, and Alejandro reveals himself to actually be a bad guy. I was really surprised that there were guns in this pointed at children.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was not expecting that. Also,
they did immediately go, like, put that down.
I know.
But then he brings it back later.
I was just surprised to see a big shiny revolver in a kid's jungle movie.
I was not expecting guns to be pulled out in
nope.
this movie.
Like machetes or spears or torches or bull whips. All that.
They had crossbows.
Oh, yeah, they definitely had crossbows.
They were already shooting arrows.
Yeah, yeah. That's the jungle, though. That's like the protectors. I'm talking about like civilized people.
I'm saying like they could have given him one of those instead of a gun. They needed him to.
He is an explorer.
The jungle protectors, they were using like the cool. What'd they have? They had the cool spears and the crossbows.
Crossbows, yeah.
Yeah, those were amazing. Way more elegant than these disgusting mercenaries with their. Child kidnapping to solve puzzle ways.
And also, why do they only have one gun if they have guns?
It looked like they all had guns at one point. Like, I don't know. It does establish them as like the bad guys, like the goons, the brutes. The fact that they're pointing
sure.
guns at kids.
Yeah, and they kidnapped and human trafficked children across the globe.
Right, right. You said that other people were shooting at them with crossbows. I think they were just protecting their land from like.
No, I wasn't expecting them to have guns.
No, I wasn't either. It took me by surprise, for sure.
And he could have just had one of the other things we listed instead of guns.
Crossbow is a much more like fantastical weapon and appropriate for like a kids movie, I think.
Yeah.
Even though they were like really complex and it looked like very advanced crossbows. I don't know. Maybe they were just really decorated.
Gets a really good line here where he tells them that the fortress is impenetrable and uses a big adult word that kids probably don't know, and then he explains it again to the adult who clearly knows what the word means. He's just like, shut up, I know what the word means.
The parents have found the city of gold, but they say it is impenetrable. There's absolutely no way in. We found these four animal switches, and...
We just can't figure it out!
The door doesn't make a giant loud noise when it opens, alerting everyone to their presence.
I don't know, the bad guys are always right on their tail. I figure they're just in the bushes hiding behind these kids, like, yeah, they're almost in.
Well, Alejandro is, he says that later.
You're right.
Yeah,
he's
but then
like,
his,
yeah, thanks for doing
but his goons are always his goons are always like a second behind him.
Yes, whenever he gets on the radio, his goons like pop out of the trees, and he's like, "I found
yeah,
them."
Yeah, they showed up way too quick.
Way too quick.
Like, yeah, we got them, and just appear out of the bush.
Yeah,
we totally knew they were here already.
He's like, yeah, we got him. He's like, we know, boss. We walked here together.
We're following you.
Did anybody notice that Alejandro gets way more arch once he introduces himself as a bad guy? Like, he's very bumbling and kind of timid and anxious. But then as soon as he becomes a bad guy, he's like, yes, and I will kidnap children and force them to do my deeds.
Yeah. But he is still goofy as well. But
yeah. The first test that they have to go through is opening the gate. It's a moonlight puzzle. some of the ground tiles reflect or store light, like they glow, they use that, they pull all four switches at the same time. I've been here in Skyrim, you pull the wrong one and a bunch of poison darts come out. No fun.
They've already done switches before and it almost killed them.
Yep. Luckily, this
and they oh, and they point out all the different traps that it's
a jungle
like
puzzle.
Leading to.
Mm-hmm. They like all the different shoots in the walls where arrows and poison darts and frogs can jump out of, and spiders. We see a lot of spiders.
Oh, one of the things we kind of skipped over is like the characters of each of these. So Diego is like pretty much as soon as they get back to the jungle, he's like, "Oh yeah, being in the jungle is fucking awesome." and gets back into it.
He knows
Sammy
a lot of
and,
the rules too of the jungle.
Yeah. Sammy is just like, "I want to go home. I miss the comforts." Randy is scared. And also horny.
Mm-hmm.
Which is,
oh,
I thought a weird angle to put into this movie.
I thought it was really strange when Randy and Sammy are like separated from the group for a moment because they're running from mercenaries.
Yeah, this is the scene I was going to talk about.
And yeah, he has the line, "Oh no, we're lost and alone. We need to start a family."
Mm-hmm. And he says multiple lines. That's the most agreed. That's the creepiest line he says.
That is the creepiest line of this movie.
But he has creepy lines to both her and Dora.
Yes. He's meant to play. It's meant to play as though he has a crush on Dora, I think.
But then he does this thing with her, too.
This
he's
is
just
one
off-putting.
Of those.
Yeah, he's just one of, you know, he's like...
Like, what's your plan? Sure, we're lost from the group. Let's not find food or water or shelter in the
time
jungle.
Time to fuck immediately.
Make them babies, and they can make food and water and shelter.
Yeah.
We're an army
we'll
of jungle
eat.
Babies.
We'll eat the babies.
Oh, okay. Is that what he's getting at? They come back 10 minutes later and Randy's just chewing on a baby and they're like, "Where the fuck did you get that from and why are you eating it?" Went in the jungle. Yo, speaking of welcome to the jungle, Axl Rose was at that high school party.
Yeah.
From the video Sweet Child of Mine. Oh, I just don't get it.
Oh, there was a funny line that Sammy had whenever they arrived at the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in the box and Dora frees them and she's like, "Oh, cool. Dora had a knife at the dance, everyone."
Yes, Dora brought a knife on the field trip.
The field trip.
It is a big ass knife too. That's not like a pocket knife. Yeah, it's helpful to carry a knife. They're being led through the jungle at this or at one point, and she uses the yo-yo. I thought it was pretty cool.
Like, yeah, she fights one of the goons with it.
And did you hear what Alejandro says to the guy?
Yeah.
He's like...
He got yo-yoed again.
Again?
Again.
Pretty good again drop, just out of nowhere. It got me.
Who else is fighting with yo-yos?
I mean, they seem to be pretty effective.
She did say it was her deadliest weapon.
Yeah. It's a big hunk of wood on a string. I get it. So Boots talks at one point when they fall down a cliff or a hill.
One of the two times that Dora gets sad in the movie. First time her grandma comes and talks to her. Second time, monkey.
I knew something was up when they got in this lost city and there was a bunch of red silk hanging everywhere, and this was just out in the sunlight for like thousands of years. I'm like, no, all those protectors, they still live here. Like, this is a fully functioning city, and we see that after the okay. So is next the tilting hallway trap wise?
I think so.
Okay, they get into a hallway, and at the end of it is a gigantic golden monkey. But as soon as they... No one looks down, by the way. They've encountered some traps, and no one looks at this flagstone that if you step on, it's going to activate a trap. Kind of disappointing. Everybody's getting tired, I guess. They should have taken a short rest. The hallway tilts down into a pit of spikes, and Diego this is when we were talking about, he's like, oh, you just have to jump at the end. And it's pretty simple. Like, all they gotta do is jump. They end up at what they think at first is the treasure room, because there's three tables of treasure, and it's pretty impressive. There's like big hunks of jade and gems and gold and a big golden monkey again. But it's the last test. Alejandro comes in. He thinks that he can solve it because you get a place in this monkey's paw, like what you value most or what the Inca valued most. He, being ruled by greed, chooses gold. This is such an Indiana Jones moment.
I know that it's so that the movie can happen and the scene happens, but his whole plan was to just let her solve all the riddles and then come in and take everything.
Yeah.
Why wait? Why not just wait till she solves the last one?
Maybe it's a pride thing. Yeah, I think he got cocky.
Yes.
He's like, wait, he thinks exactly what you said. He's like, wait, I'm letting a 16-year-old solve all these puzzles. I'm a treasure hunter.
But he very proudly was proclaiming that. Like, he wasn't like...
Yeah,
he was like, ha, I let you do thing. Now I'm going to fuck myself over.
I know.
Yeah, he's just like, ha, idiot. I was letting you do all of it for me, so I didn't have to do anything.
No, wait,
but now
I
I'm going to
do
one thing. I'm going to do the last thing so I can do it wrong.
The floor falls away, and there's magma underneath, and... I got a real Austin Powers vibe here when they hear him screaming down in the fire that he's not dead yet.
I forgot that he doesn't die during the second watch. It's like, oh shit, they just killed the guy. That's pretty dark.
There's like a little fart of smoke that comes up and you think he's
with
dead.
That, I don't think they would have been charged with murder. I don't think it would hold up in court that they murdered this guy.
This is the jungle, baby. There's no court.
He did that to himself.
This is a mercenary. You think you have to report that death?
I'm just saying, even if it did,
if a bad
he
guy,
did that to himself.
Oh, if she was live streaming this, sure. Can you say, whoops? Yeah, yeah. He obviously, no one killed him. You can't be held up in court for not giving the bad guy the correct... puzzle entry to an ancient mystery. There's no way they'd convict you. Sir, my client simply did not tell the mercenary that that was the wrong grail. Subsequently, your client's face melted off. It is not my client's responsibility, Your Honor, to solve puzzles for those who have them at gunpoint. Yeah, I think you're going to be good. The old lady crone comes in with a bunch of warriors. And I was like, oh, that's kind of strange, because she's an old white lady. Like, she was just living out in those ruins. But
she wasn't a white lady.
The old lady.
She was, like, talking in their language and everything and warning them.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, you can use other languages. You can speak in any language. But
I don't think
she uses magic, and you find out that she's not an old lady. She's actually like the queen of this place. I think. No one ever talks once we get to this point. It's all kind of implied. You guys think she's the queen?
She does talk. She does talk, but they don't ever explain if she's the like a queen.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's definitely in charge.
Oh, yeah. Very royal, very regal, has a whole crown of gold.
Yeah, she's pretty much weighing a crown.
And there's magic. She was using like a disguise spell.
Mm-hmm.
The entire village is, or not village, this is a whole like metropolis of stone.
Kingdom.
Yeah, this is a kingdom. The whole kingdom's magic, because the fox takes the golden monkey and it starts the collapse of all these temples. And I'm like, oh, I'm so glad you came to our place, Dora. It's now getting destroyed. But she has the idea to put the monkey back. She does. And did you guys see this? All the stones start like putting themselves back together.
That was weird. I made a note of that too.
You think this is where the fox got the ability to talk, maybe? Or is that just totally...
Some other paranormal event gave happened to that fox.
I kind of want a backstory of this fox, a whole movie.
He's a lab experiment by the government that gone wrong somewhere.
That's what I was thinking too. That I was like, yeah, we could have a backstory of this fox and have a whole movie like Puss in Boots, but Mask in Fox. Or Fox in Mask.
He just came out with another Puss in Boots movie. Can you believe it?
The city rebuilds itself. The vines regrow over. It is once again hidden from prying eyes. And that's okay, because they weren't there for treasure. They were there for knowledge, to explore and learn and meet new peoples. They see a huge, huge golden monkey statue, like as big as a building, before they flee. That's pretty cool. And yeah,
I thought they weren't going to show it.
I thought so too. I was really expecting them to all have this like golden light on their face and be like in awe and exclaiming like, oh, I can't believe how beautiful it is. But once we got to Randy and he said, it's a big golden monkey, I was like, they have to show it now. Like, you can't say that and not show it.
Yeah.
He's got a thing where he fist bumps Boots.
Mm-hmm.
That's like their little move. They became friends.
So I guess.
Yep. They get back to the River Palace where her parents are, or where her parents live, and everyone's parents came to this place. Like
pretty quickly. They weren't gone for that long, were they?
And there's not like
2 days at most.
FBI agents surrounding the place and be like, we heard about the kids in the treasure gold city. Where is it? Where is it? Down on the ground. yeah, they all got their passport shit together in like 2 or 3 days and flew down to South America. And she tells her family that she doesn't want to be an adventurer in the rainforest until she conquers high school, the ultimate boss battle.
The more dangerous than the jungle.
It's life and death, baby. We end the movie with a High School Musical number. We're at another dance. I don't know what one this is, probably the spring dance. Everybody is dressed normally. There's no costumes at this one. I wouldn't say normally. Everybody is dressed like they're from High School Musical. They're all wearing very bright, different colors, so you can tell them apart. And Dora is no longer in her outfit, which really took me by surprise. This was kind of jarring. She's wearing all white. And I was like, no, but you're a cartoon character. You can't change clothes. Who are you?
Change clothes.
Who are you?
The stranger on the screen.
Barely
Dora.
Takes her headband off in this movie, like for 10 seconds, and then puts it back on. And that is the end of Dora and the Lost City of Gold. Josh, your movie. You've seen it twice now, which is a lot for you.
I have. Still fun the second time.
Did you notice anything the second time that you didn't the first?
Just a couple of small things. Like, I noticed that when they meet the old lady and she takes some of them one way, some of them another, either that was a reference to the show.
Oh, is it?
They usually do like a path split thing. It's like, do you want to go this way or this way? And this was like a subtle reference to that.
And you psychically vote as a child?
Yeah, like you. Yeah, I guess you like pick one, and then she picks the one that makes sense.
Oh,
you know, like
okay.
Which path is the thing that we're trying to do?
One has,
you know,
like
kind of thing.
Golden rays of sunshine, and one's like dark and rainy, and there's a monster. Okay.
And a couple other small. I noticed some jokes that I don't think I noticed the first, like the impenetrable thing, and whatever. It was good. It's been what, 3 years? 20? Yeah, 3 years.
Would you recommend it?
Since it. If you're even passingly familiar with the source material, like absolutely.
Okay.
I think this is a very fun movie. It reminded me of Princess Bride in that it's just a fun, sure, there's no, like, you know, it's, you know, fun character, literally a character, just super cheer all the time. The way that they portrayed this, like, literal cartoon character in, like, a realistic setting is amazing to me, honestly. Like, you know, what if it's like 16, but still like creepily optimistic and cheery and way too nice and like new just stuff about the jungle, and then they go jungle adventure and still spout education facts and it's not weird. Like,
yeah.
pretty impressive how they did that. I wasn't real nice at all. But I do think that, like, you can't go in blind. If you saw this movie without knowing anything about Dora the Explorer, I think it would be a little underwhelming.
Like, less than we did?
Like, you two knew enough, right? You knew it's like an educational show, you know, like this bilingual educational show with this cartoon character.
I don't think there's anyone that knows less about Dora than I did coming into this.
Me? I guess anyone listening to this would be that familiar with Dora, but maybe there's some listeners that just don't know anything about Dora at all. I don't know.
Yeah.
You ought to at least have heard of it. Otherwise, I don't think you'll be able to take much away.
Justin,
but
first time seeing it, would you recommend this?
Thinking hard.
I guess if you're like watching it with kids, like this is one that like if like this is one I wouldn't mind if a kid wanted to watch or have it on in the background. Like it's not too egregious.
I don't know where I would find any kids, but.
Like if you were someone that had kids.
Oh, not don't just go like find them and watch them.
No,
watch
it. No.
Okay. Or go to Josh's Midnight's adult only screening of it.
Yeah.
I didn't see MLP at 9 p.m. I saw that in the afternoon. There were more bronies than there were kids.
Oh, no.
But there were enough kids to make it weird.
Enough kids to make it weird. That's your memoir. yeah, so Justin, what'd you think?
Like, it wasn't bad by any means. It was way better than I thought it was going to be, but I still don't know if anybody needs to watch it.
Sure.
The characters were not, like, I don't know. I mean, it's a kid's movie. You can't be too hard on it.
It was very self-aware, though, which I liked.
Yeah.
Yeah, so light recommend?
I'm just talking about, like the acting was okay for it being, you know, a kid's movie.
Mm-hmm. The
characters,
set design was
the
good.
Characters were kind of one-dimensional besides Dora.
Yeah.
It was weird. Like I said, the opening sequence is going to get, like, I felt like, I was really worried with the opening sequence. I was like, I don't know if I can handle a full movie of this shit. With the talking backpack and the map, I'm like, oh god.
yeah, that could have.
Which was a joke.
Really old.
That was, they knew.
Yeah,
they
it
knew.
Was well done.
And there were some good funny jokes in this.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I'd probably say no. You don't need to search this out to watch it.
Would you show it to your younger relatives, nieces and nephews?
Yeah,
like that?
For sure. Like, that's what I was saying. If you had some kids, this is a fun one to watch with them.
Because it's not intolerable. Like, this hits comedy marks that make it pretty entertaining in some parts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a light recommend probably all the way around. Like, if you're an Indiana Jones completionist, you should probably watch this. Because it just fits so well into those movies. If you like, I don't know, very pulp noir jungle exploration kind of stuff too. Like the shit they're referencing in this is so much older than even the Indiana Jones movies that are there. They're referencing like old comic books and novels from the 1940s and 50s and even before that. Like these jungle explorations and like finding ancient lost cities and stuff. It was a good take on that. It was an interesting new take on that where it wasn't Indiana Jones. It wasn't just a white guy looking for treasure. It was people looking for knowledge and like history and meaning and culture, which was really fun. And there was a lot more representation in this than we've previously gotten in adventure movies. And that's what it is. It's a fun kids adventure movie. So if that's what you're looking for, sure. Go ahead. Watch it.
There's definitely way worse kids movies.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of way worse kids movies.
We might even get to them later on this list. Who knows?
I would rather watch this than most of the My Little Pony movies we'd watched.
Yeah.
Sure, that's fair.
I don't know. That first one had some good bad guy songs.
Yeah, besides that was awful.
There's our new dream house. Josh, you want to give him the rundown of our info?
Oh, wait, I gotta give him rundown of the info of the movie first.
Oh,
I
did
got
this
some
movie make some
numbers.
money?
This movie
Yeah,
absolutely
awesome.
made money. This movie
Awesome,
make
you
a
gotta
little
get.
bit of money.
Is there any explicit stuff in this that we need to worry about for the kids?
Oh,
Yeah, for the
well,
kids' movie, is there
okay.
an
Do
adult section?
you want the parental guide?
Yeah.
I
All
do.
right. Thank you for reminding me. It
While
is
you're loading
a
that,
valued portion of the show.
best part of the show.
What
This
everybody
movie had a
pays in
budget of
for.
49 million and made 120 million.
Wow.
So it was a
Is
success.
that worldwide or domestic?
I believe it's worldwide. Let me check. Box Office Mojo.
All right.
Worldwide 120, yeah.
Woo, that is a
Domestic 60
lot.
million.
Yeah. All right. Here I am with the parental guide.
There you go. What
Featured
everybody's
part of Have
paying
You
for.
Seen? Sex and nudity, none, except there was, someone wrote, an adult character's nude buttocks are seen briefly in the animated drug sequence. Violence and gore, we have a mild rating, but we have no examples. You know, there were guns, there were knives, there were spears, there were crossbows. I feel like there was a lot of violence that we could talk about. Profanity? Only uses of words like crud and what the flip are used very frequently, but too
I can't
little.
believe they use like the not curse words in the parental guidance section. What parents are watching, but for like the safe for work versions of curse words
Right?
in
Like,
this
you can't
movie?
even use those. Like, your
Oh
kid
my
is walking around the
gosh.
house like, what the
They said cheese and crackers.
flip? alcohol, drugs, and smoking. There are no examples, but we talked about some in the movie, such as the psychoactive plants. Frightening and intense, scary scenes. We have one example. Scenes of mild threat include ones in which teenagers are shot at with arrows. Okay, here we go. Become stuck in quicksand and are caught in booby traps in an ancient temple.
Not to mention a guy, there's a moment where you think a guy dies.
Well, he dies almost twice in the quicksand. He totally goes under. Like, I was thinking he was dead then. And then he gets like pooped
Knew
out
he wasn't going to be dead then.
the what do you call it? The global guts, like slip and slide of refried beans or whatever. And then yeah, he falls in a thing of magma.
That's, I thought he was dead.
Oh, I totally
I
thought
for
he was
sure
dead.
thought he was dead in the magma.
Yeah. It's rated PG in the US for some in action and impolite humor. All right. We gave him the numbers.
Here's
We gave
a
him the
goof.
parents guide.
Just so I have something to read. Here's a goof. After all five characters climb out of the quicksand, they are all covered in quicksand. In the following scene, they're all clean with no evidence of any quicksand on their clothes.
I noticed that and I kind of chalked it up to it being a cartoon. Like, we have to have everybody back in the pristine state.
And the quote for this one is, Dora, this is a golden poison tree frog. Can you say extreme neurotoxicity?
Yeah, good line. All right.
There we
Let's
go.
give them the info where they can find the rest of it.
You can find us, have you seen on podcast.com, other places where readable pods are found, fapcheck at g.com, fapcheck at Facebook, YouTube. Did I miss any?
Podcast.com.
Maybe.
Yeah, you got it all. Can you say FapCheck?
That's how I should have done it. I can't believe I missed that opportunity.
Till
But
next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Justin.
Have you seen? Have you seen?